All right, Judy Palermo from the Indianapolis Zoo joining us on 93 WIBC. Judy, first off, just about an hour ago, Mayor Joe Hogsett announced that Indianapolis will go to stage 4 of the reopening plan on June 19th, a week from Friday, and the Indianapolis Zoo can open at 50% capacity. First off, I'm assuming you guys are okay with that, right?
Absolutely. We are ready to go. We're going to be open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on June 19th.
I'm sure a lot of people are excited as well, but if they do go to the zoo, obviously there are going to be some changes and some safety precautions that they'll be noticing. I noticed in the press release that we got earlier today something about how if guests want to attend the Indianapolis Zoo, they're going to have to buy a ticket online.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, we need to have a system that is time ticketing so that you get your advance ticket by going to IndianapolisZoo.com. And members need to do that too. They get their free ticket, but they have to have a timed entry ticket. And part of that is to really level out the amount of people at the zoo, how many people are coming at one time. So if you have a timed ticket for 9:30 in the morning, we really need to make sure that you are coming and leaving your car at 9:30 to enter so that the entry plaza does not get backed up. Up and we can get everyone into the zoo safely with 6 feet of social distancing. And once you get into the zoo, there's tons of space to spread out.
Will there be, with these timed tickets, are you going to have to be out at a certain time?
No, okay. No. And once people can get through the zoo easily, they'll tend to spend several hours at the zoo. And we also have a chunk of time in the middle of the day that doesn't have any people coming in. And so then that can help level the crowds too.
Gotcha. Okay. So what are some of the other safety guidelines that you are going to be putting in place? What are some of the changes that people definitely notice when they come back to the zoo?
Well, sure. Well, first we're asking for the families and guests. First, we would really like for people to make sure they check themselves out for, do they have any cold symptoms? Please take your temperature before you come. So if you have a temperature of 100.4 or above, we really need you to stay home. One thing that people will see when they come to the zoo is that staff, we're going to be wearing masks. And we strongly encourage for everyone to wear a mask. We know that that's a good thing. One thing also to keep in mind is that if you're buying food or buying something in the gift shop, we are cashless right now, so we only accept debit cards and credit cards. We really need people to follow the 6 feet of social distancing. With social distancing, we're helping in some areas where you might be standing in line or going to see the dog show or the dolphin presentation, where we have stickers available to kind of help guide people that, well, keep your group here and this 6 feet away from this group on the other tape. We've also, fewer people will be able to attend the dolphin presentation, so we've added some, and you will get that ticket at the front gate. We also have added additional hand sanitizer throughout the zoo. We're cleaning and disinfecting daily, especially like those high-touch areas like trash cans and picnic tables and railings and that kind of thing. We have turned off the water fountains. That's something for people to really know before they come. Make sure you grab a reusable water bottle to bring with you so you can stay hydrated. The indoor cafe is closed, but you can still purchase food through the takeout window. And just when we talked earlier about monitoring your health before you come, even the zoo staff, we have our temperature taken every single day.
Talking with Judy Palermo from the Indianapolis Zoo, talking about some of the changes that you will notice when the zoo reopens a week from Friday on June 19th. You mentioned the dolphin show, and that makes me think about the animals, obviously. During the last 3 months, how have you guys been keeping the animals safe, and how will you keep doing that moving forward?
Sure, the animals are doing great. They're happy and healthy, and our keepers have all been here. We've all stayed healthy. We were working in different groups of teams, and that worked for us. We think the animals are ready to have the guests come back. I know Rocky, one of our orangutans, anytime one of us walks by, he's very curious and wants us to come over. The primates are certainly waiting to see people come back. We have just put a smart and safe plan together. We've worked really hard on it. We followed the guidance of the governor's Back on Track plan and the mayor's office, and we're confident that it's a safe, healthy environment. It's It's going to be a great experience. We want everyone to come and breathe in some air and get out in nature and make a connection with a beautiful animal. And I just can't wait to see the families and kids back and their laughs and giggles and just in awe of seeing an elephant up close. And we even have a new opportunity this year with it's called Tembo Camp, and our elephants actually walk to a different place in the zoo, and people can get up close and see them getting a bath and maybe touch an elephant, and it's really a very fun new space.
Judy Palermo with the Indianapolis Zoo. Judy, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you. Anytime.